This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Hello, listeners. I am recording this mini episode at the park, more specifically at the playground. My youngest son was sick this morning, which derailed some plans that we had, but everything worked out okay. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to record this podcast, because I just want to remind you that we get to choose in every circumstance how we show up. We can fly off the handle, we can literally lose our shit, or we can choose to take responsibility for how we want to feel. And if you're like many of my clients, you're ruled by your circumstances. So your circumstances determine how you feel. So if something goes sideways, you lose your mind. Your kids aren't behaving, you lose your mind. Somebody cancels plans on you, you lose your mind. Kids are screaming in the background at the park while you're trying to record a podcast episode, you lose your mind. But you don't have to. You don't have to. In every given moment, you have a choice about how you want to show up and how you want to navigate your circumstances. And when you realize that although you cannot control your circumstances, you can 100% take responsibility for your response. So instead of reacting, you choose how you want to respond. Your life is going to be a lot easier because you're not going to get caught in feelings of frustration, overwhelm, anxiety, feeling anxious. And this is what would happen when my life would go sideways in the past. I would lose my mind. I would give up my peace. And no wonder I was feeling exhausted and burnt out all the time. So another example of this happened to me earlier this week. So as an online business owner, it's pretty important that the companies that I use to process my payments are up and running. And in this scenario, I actually owed a payment to someone and I needed to send it via PayPal. However, some of the laws and rules have changed with PayPal and my account needed to be updated. So I logged into the platform, followed the instructions, put in all my information, and then one place where I got to, I kept getting a blank screen and I couldn't go forward in the process. So I took a deep breath, dug through PayPal, because if you've ever tried to reach out to PayPal, they do not make it super easy to get on the phone with someone. First, you have to find the phone number. There, we got an airplane going overhead now too. First, you have to find the phone number. Then you have to navigate the gauntlet of, you know, press one or two. What are you here? What do you need help with? And I just kept saying over and over, customer service, customer service, customer service, because I knew eventually I would get to a person. Now, I could have gotten really frustrated with this process, right? Because it wasn't going quickly enough. Why can't somebody just answer the phone? I could have gotten all up, you know, in my crazy pants. But instead, again, you're just going to take this step by step, Lisa. When I finally got on the phone with somebody, I had a choice. I could show up and be a real you know what. But in that moment, is it her fault that PayPal isn't working correctly? Absolutely not. Now, have you ever been on the receiving end of somebody having a bad day or somebody so up in their own stuff where all of a sudden you feel like it's your fault? How does that feel for you? It does not feel good when somebody emotionally dumps on you. So I want to remind you, anytime you're in an interaction with somebody in customer service, they are there doing their job. And probably 90% of the time, they're dealing with people who aren't very nice to them because
they're not people that are taking responsibility for how they want to feel. So they're diffusing their emotional stuff on this poor, unsuspecting customer service rep. So I got on the phone with her. We had a conversation. We even had a chuckle. She was incredibly helpful, told me exactly what I needed to do. And to be honest, I wasn't super happy about what I needed to do because now it required that I upload documents, right? So I had to get off the phone with her, upload documents. Then she asked me to call them back, then told me that they would need some processing time and it would probably be 3 to 5 days before I would have access to my PayPal account again. So again, I could have lost my mind, but this was completely out of my control. So I got off the phone with her. I followed the steps that I needed to do. I got the information that I needed. I didn't make it into a big deal. I didn't stomp my feet and have a tantrum over now I've got to do this because it wasn't super convenient. I just got it done and I didn't write an entire story around it or let it ruin my day. I called them back and again, ran the gauntlet. Got a person on the phone, and now this person, she showed up ready for a fight, right? She showed up ready for a fight. I could feel it in her energy and in her tone. So I could have easily gotten my back up against the wall again, but I chose not to because I understood that if I'm having this problem, they've probably been fielding so many calls from so many people, and again, people who aren't being emotionally responsible, who want to blame and freak out like that's going to make things happen any faster. And you know what? She pulled up my documents, reviewed them. Everything was good. She's like, okay, I'll submit them. She's like, you should have full access now. You should be able to go through and make a payment. She's like, I'll just wait while you go and do that and we'll make sure it's working for you. And it worked. So this is your reminder, right? Be a nice human. Be a nice human. One, when you show up kind to other people, and you're being kind to yourself then, right? Because again, losing my emotional shit on someone else doesn't serve them and it doesn't serve me. It robs me of my peace. It robs me of my emotional well-being. It shoots my stress and cortisol levels through the roof. And for what? For what? I have a choice. I have a choice. You have a choice how you want to navigate your circumstances. So this little short mini episode is once again to remind you, take responsibility for how you want to feel in every moment with every circumstance. You do not have to like something to accept it. But when you work from a place of accepting it, and surrendering and just saying, you know what, above all else, I am not giving away my emotional power. I'm not giving away my peace of mind. I am not giving away this like ease that I want in my life. Everything will start to change for you. When your kid is losing their mind, you can take a breath and say, what do I need to give myself in this moment? If I can't change them, is yelling at them really going to help? And I understand. Moms, I get it. We all have our breaking points. Ooh. I literally just got almost dive-bombed by a crow. That was amazing. And it happened live on the podcast. So I'm going to have to go look up crows. Maybe he's telling me to like cut it short. That's enough. I love crows. We got some huge ones around here and they're very territorial. So interesting. So there you go. There is your short tip for today. I truly hope you take action on this. Take a step back. Take a bird's eye view of your life. Are you reacting or are you responding? Because the truth is, the other person, you don't know what's going on with them. You don't know what's happening in their life. You don't know why somebody else is behaving badly. And it doesn't matter. What matters is that you take responsibility for how you are behaving, how you want to feel, and how you want to show up in the world. Your energy will impact people around you. And I want to be the person that allows other people to see that there are good humans out there who are willing to just ride things as they come. And life is a lot easier and my stress levels are a lot easier. And guess what? I'm not so exhausted all the time because I'm not leaking out this emotional energy from freakouts. I know you've seen a kid after a tantrum. They're exhausted. that same thing is happening to you as an adult. So you may want to go back and listen to a previous episode I did. I'm not sure what number. I'll link it in the show notes, called How to Avoid Having Adult Tantrums. If this particular mini episode resonates with you, go back and listen to How to Avoid Having Adult Tantrums. All right, take responsibility for you, because on the Full Frontal Living podcast, I am here to help you thrive, not survive. But that means that you need to start showing up and taking responsibility for how you are responding or reacting to the circumstances, the people, places, and things around you at any given moment. So until next time, take good care of yourself, and feel free to connect with me over on Instagram. If this episode helped you, drop into my DM in Instagram. That's the easiest place to find me. And if you're interested in exploring coaching with me, head over to my website, lisacarpenter.ca/WWM. That will take you directly to my Work With Me page. Book your 1 hour transformational call. And let's start excavating, pulling out the weeds of your life so that you can have more success, more fulfillment, more peace, more ease, more energy to really enjoy your life. I want you to live your life, not have your life live you. Until next time, we'll see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.